You're back with our beautiful show, the Yaba Radio Show. I am your host, Yasir. This is our Christmas show. The topic is the festivities of Christmas. And my guest is Chika Delibe, and she's with a company called careprovider.org. If you listen to Yaba Radio on a frequent or regular basis, you may have heard our company so many times. But the lady herself is with me today on the show. Chika, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Yaba. I appreciate being on.
You're welcome. So our audience listening to the broadcast, they are probably curious to know, who is Chika? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Who is Chika? I'm an entrepreneur, a mom, a daughter, hardworking, keeping my business going.
Yes, a businesswoman indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
What I admire about your business, you get your family involved, your boys, your two boys, you get them involved and they help you in any way they possibly can. That's commendable because most kids born here, they have their own little mind. They decide to do things sometimes out of the will of their parents. I'm not saying they are perfect, but they do help you a lot. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, I bring them in when I need additional hands.
Yes, yes. So let's talk about Christmas, the festivities of Christmas. How does Christmas look like to you here in the U.S. or Nigeria, which is also your background?
Christmas here in the U.S., I'm used to a cold Christmas here in the U.S. This year it's not cold, so it doesn't feel like Christmas. Usually I think of Christmas as a time to hibernate with my family. The kids are on holiday, we're home, we're doing things together, we go to church, we watch movies together, we build puzzles. We usually have a jigsaw puzzle out that it takes us days to complete. So we pull out a table, work on it every evening. It's just more of hunkering down and spending time with family and, of course, food. Nigeria is more social. We do a lot of visiting. In Nigeria, for Christmas growing up, we would always travel to my hometown where my father was from. And after church, we'll spend the day going visiting.
And what village was your father from?
Oh, he was from Imo State, Arondizogu. Okay. Is the name of our hometown. Mm. And we will all go visiting and eating, drinking, hanging out with friends and family.
Did you have some people popping in at your house?
Yes, so you always have to have food ready.
Being notified, just pop in and say, hey,
no, we
I
just
was in the
pop
area.
In. You don't notify, you just show up. No notification in the African system. You just show up.
Yes.
People know to expect guests. Mm. So you have food and you have drinks and snacks. For everyone that comes, you offer them something.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your business, careprovider.org.
We cater to the residential care community, social service organizations, a lot of nonprofits who house youth, children, adults, and the elderly in homes. So for over 20 years now, we've been a vendor to California Department of Social Services, and the staff are required to be certified. So we provide the training for the certification, and then they go to the state to do the exam for the certification. We also provide the recertification. They have to be recertified every 2 years. And then we just generally train and do consulting for all the staff and the programs that are run under the residential care umbrella.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to use your service for training, what do they need to do?
Oh, they need to go to careprovider.org. Our website has our full calendar. And they can also call us at 626-484-9256, and we answer the phone all the time. That makes us stand out from other vendors. We always pick up our phones.
Repeat the number again.
626-484-9256. 9256.
All right. Do you have any Christmas shout out to your families, your friends, your staff, your clients? Do you want to shout out?
Well, I want to shout out to my staff who are fantastic. I want to shout out to Lupe Sandoval. She's my right arm and she keeps everything running. I don't know what I'll do without her. My main trainer, Ziggy Pawlowski, he is awesome. And people come back to train with us because of how dynamic he keeps the training. Today is my son's birthday. My firstborn is 17 today. And so I want to thank God for that blessing.
Congratulations. Tell him we say happy birthday.
I will. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Do you have anything else in mind that you want to share with our audience before we go?
I just want to say that there's a lot of unrest in our country right now. And I think that if we all use this time to reflect on our intentions, are they peaceful? Do they come with goodwill? Because that's what the season is for. It's love, peace, and goodwill to others. If we can challenge ourselves and question, look back on our year and see what we could do better for 2026.
Yes, that's sure indeed true. So I want to thank you for your time on my show. I want to thank you for what you do in the community, and the training that you offer is awesome. I want to thank you for exactly the work you do. It's dynamic. And I wish you continuous success in all of your projects.
Oh, thank you very much. I wish you the same.
We do need to take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsors. But before we go, in case you missed Chika's number, our number again is 626-484-9256. I repeat, 626-484-9256. We do need to take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsors. When we come back, we will continue with the show. Don't go away.